Ladies and gentlemen, Brad Williams.
It's showtime.
Throw time? Okay.
No.
This is a comedy special. You want it to be special, you shoot that shit in New York, man. You want to know how special your show is? They put another midget in the fucking front row. You guys get two midgets for the price of one. If you don't play the fucking lottery tomorrow, you're an idiot, all right? I love it. I love coming to this city. You guys are such a melting pot. I've been touring all over the country, and wherever you go, every part of the country has its own little thing that they do. They all have their own little thing that they do. Like, we just did a show in Ohio. Jealous? Yeah, of course you are. Ohio's thing is that if you say the letters O-H, see, they have to do that shit. You're the only state that does that. Nobody else does that shit. You can't go up to someone from Massachusetts and be like, M-A. They'll be like, S-S-A, go fuck yourself. Okay, they're not doing it. I'm from California. Try that there. C-A. L-A-F-M, no speak English. You're the only one that spells your state. And then your rivals, the people from Michigan, their thing is that you say, hey, you're from Michigan. What part? They point to their hand. They point to their... What the fuck, Michigan, okay? What is that? Where are you from? Right there. Like, what the hell? And they do that because the state on a map kind of looks like a hand. So they point to their hand. The problem is, none of us know where the fuck that is, okay? We don't know what that is. No one was in geography class. They're like, by the way, Detroit's a knuckle. Okay, no one said that. But I get why they do it. They do it because, like I said, the state is shaped like a hand. They point to their hand. Okay, makes sense. Michigan, I'm glad you do it. I'm glad Florida doesn't. Oh, you're from Florida? What part? Tallahassee. Like, what? Oh, the taint? You're from the taint. All right. We all have our own thing. I'm from Southern California. Our thing is I've been vaccinated 527 times. All right? Yeah. Not that many. I got vaccinated three times. Three times. Let's be honest. I probably just needed one. Look at me. My first shot was a booster. Okay? I got vaccinated. Now, I was very lucky. I didn't have any side effects. None. But some people did. Some people had side effects. Don't get me wrong. I was worried. I was scared there was going to be side effects. What if one of the side effects is like, it cures dwarfism? That would suck for me. I'd have to rewrite all of these jokes. My wife would leave me because she's got a fetish. That's right. I don't have a dwarf wife. I got one of yours. That's how you know I'm really good at this job. Brad, you're a comedian. Are you funny? That to a fuck. I love it. Now, does my wife actually have a fetish? I don't know. I don't care. But Brad, what if she's only having sex with you because you're a dwarf? Wouldn't you feel exploited? No. I'd be coming, okay? I wouldn't feel exploited, I'd feel exploded. I don't care if my wife has a fetish, but I also don't want to find out. I don't need this information. I don't want to steal her phone, scroll through the photos, find all the ex-boyfriends. Turns out every one of them is just... I don't want to see that. I know, you saw one do the dance. Bucket list. Okay. Yes, my wife is taller than me, which I get it. That's not the norm. Normally the man is taller than the woman, but my wife and I have a normal relationship. It's a normal relationship. We do normal things. You go on normal date nights, you walk down the street, we hold hands like a normal couple, just walking down the street, holding hands, Just like that, not a big deal. My wife calls me her sexy keychain. I'm not even mad. I'm like, fuck yeah, baby, I'll be your pocket rocket. Let's go. Love the fact that my wife is taller than me. And now short dudes are out there. We're getting our respect. We're finally getting our respect. Now there's even a term. There's a term you're supposed to call a confident short man. Does anyone know what that term is? Short king, that's right. We're short kings. I know, all the Italians went, yeah, fucking right. Exactly. Short king, that's the nickname. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I don't like it. I don't like short king. No, Brad, you're a short king. Great, you just called me a chess piece. No, you're a short king. All right, now I'm the villain from Shrek 1. Nobody wanted to fuck Lord Farquaad. I love the fact my wife is taller than me. We are very different people physically. She's taller. We're also different races. I'm in a mixed race marriage, mixed race relationship. My wife is half Chinese. I'm half. Some of you got that joke. Okay, some of you got it. Some of you are just staring at me like, what's the other half? And I'm like, fucking air? I don't know. I like being in a mixed race relationship. It's a lot of fun, progressive. You learn about another culture. You get to experience parts of that culture you probably wouldn't have experienced otherwise. Like with my wife, I'm getting good Chinese food now. Really good Chinese food. Good shit. I'm white as hell. I thought Panda Express was authentic. And see, you're laughing because you know it's not. It's garbage, unless they're here and they want to sponsor me, in which case, orange chicken. It's horrible, but no, now my wife gives me the good shit. Now I've gotten to try something called Xiaolimbao. Xiaolimbao is a dumpling that is filled with hot soup. It is unbelievable. It is so good. And of course, I share with my wife the food of my people, Keebler. Yeah. Dude. She took one bite and was like, fudge stripes, blew my mind. Like, love being in a mixed race relationship. But no one ever talks about the best part. No one ever talks about the best part about being in a mixed race relationship. So I'll tell you what the best part is. The best part about being in a mixed race relationship is you can make stuff up about your race. And your partner has no idea if you're telling the truth or not. And if they call you out, you get to call them a racist. I do it with my wife all the time. I make up midget holidays. I make them up. My wife comes in. Why aren't you working? It's my day. What day is that? The winter solstice. What does that mean? It means I don't work. Why? Shortest day of the fucking year. Okay, I don't work. I don't work and you owe me anal. That's our tradition. Love mixed race relationships. Love the fact they're so accepted now, which is wonderful. But even though they are accepted, if you're in a mixed race relationship, you know, people still say messed up things to you. They still ask inappropriate questions. Happens to me and my wife all the time. People see us out and about. They see a tall, beautiful Chinese woman holding hands with a dwarf. They're like, okay. Who ordered who? It's fucked up. I know, it's wrong. Also, if you're in a mixed race relationship, whatever your partner is that is different than you, that's what everyone thinks your thing is. That's your thing. You can't be with that person because you love them. No, you have to have a thing. Everyone thinks my wife's thing is banging Oompa Loompas. That's what. Like, that's her shit. Like, every time she masturbates, she has three screens going. One's me, one's Wee Man, one's Dinklage. Some of you just figured out that I am not Wee Man or Dinklage. Everyone thinks that's my wife's thing and my wife is Chinese. Everyone thinks that's my thing. People assume that Brad's into Asian women. That's what they think about me. I got recognized a couple of weeks ago. I barely get recognized. So when I do, I get very excited. And this guy sees me. He's with a group of friends. And one of the friends is an Asian woman. He just walks up to me and goes, hey, Brad! Eh? That's creepy as fuck! The girl didn't know it was gonna happen. He basically just walked up and went, "You wanna fuck her?" Like, that's weird. That he was so excited too. Like, your wife's Asian, she's Asian. What are the odds? I don't know, 1 in 6. Does my wife get the same treatment? Does this happen to her if she goes to a neighbor's house and they have a lawn gnome? Are they gonna be like, "Ah!" She's got a pointy hat. Like, yes, my wife is Asian. It does not mean I love all Asian women. It just means I love my Asian woman. I love her. She's great. I'm a big fan. It's not like you can just do something Asian and then I get turned on by it. I'm not going to be like, "Oh, fuck, are you doing long division?" Hold on. I'll get a remainder. See, the white guys love that joke. It's a gross dick joke. That's why they laugh at it. Yeah, Asians laugh because they're like, "He remembered the remainder." They're really happy. I love mixed race relationships. In my life, I've only ever seen one mixed race relationship ever that I did not approve of. I'll explain. Friend of mine, she's a dwarf like me, all right? She's 3'7". 3'7" is about there, right about my shoulder, okay? Her husband, 6'2" black man. Right? Do not feel bad for the thought you just had in your head. Everyone had that thought. Everyone had that thought. The most religious person in this room just thought to themselves, "I want to watch them fuck." Because you do. What does that look like? I don't know. He's 6'2". If that man's on top, it just looks like he's humping a mattress. Like, that's crazy. 6'2", holy shit. That means he fucks her with something the size of her. That is mathematically impossible. I don't know how they're doing it. Do they do standard positions or does he just grab her, use her like a fleshlight? Like, how? Some of you just found out that someone at your table knows what a fleshlight is. Right? That's gonna be a fun drive home with Pop Pop. How does this couple fuck? I need this information. What are they doing? Is there any kind of foreplay involved? Does she ever just look up at him like, "Baby, tonight I'm giving you a hand job"? Just, "Ah!" She gets done jerking him off, her Fitbit goes off. "Wow, I made my steps today." Hell yeah, New York. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Look at this. This is awesome. Everyone's having fun here. See, that's why I love comedy. So many people are like, "Oh, comedy divides nowadays." No, it fucking doesn't. It does not divide. It's not dividing us. Think about what's happening right now. Right now, you're in a room with hundreds of strangers. You don't know these people. Right now, no one gives a shit who you voted for. No one gives a shit what race you are. No one gives a shit who you fuck. No one gives a shit what gender you identify as. Right now, everyone in this room at the exact same time is having the exact same thought. Dwarves are funny. It's awesome. It's wonderful. I'm glad comedy could be that place where everyone comes together and has fun. Because it seems like everything else is trying to divide us. Everything else. Oh my God. Beer almost caused a civil war not too long ago. Beer, holy shit, and it happened overnight. Overnight, one night you drink a Bud Light, you were a redneck. The next night, you were a transgender activist. Like, what? That change was so fast, even transgender people were like, "Too much change." Now, for those of you who don't know what happened with Bud Light, let me explain. There was a controversy. Dare I say, a brouhaha. The controversy happened when Bud Light announced they have a transgender spokesperson, and some people flipped the fuck out. I did not. I don't care. I want everyone to get a job. Like, I support transgender people. They're a marginalized group. I want them to be successful because I am also a marginalized group. I know. Some of you are like, "But Brad, you're white." The other thing. I want transgender people to get spokesperson jobs, because if they get spokesperson jobs, eventually Hollywood will work its way down to little people and I'll get a spokesperson job. And I could be a great spokesperson. I could sell you a product. I could sell you some Bud Light. Light? That'd be a great commercial. Bud Light, light. It gets you a little drunk. Find it in the minibar. I think more companies should hire transgender people to be their spokespeople. Absolutely. Snickers 100% should hire a transgender spokesperson, because you're not you when you're hungry. Grab a Snickers. May or may not contain nuts. Now, don't get me wrong. I am of two minds of this subject. One part of me wants every company to stop putting politics in their commercials. Leave it the fuck out. Don't tell me who you're voting for. Show me the product. Show me if it works. I'll decide if I want to buy it or not. That's part of me. But the other part of me wants every product, every company to pick an ideology and lean the fuck in. Make everything about your product, about your ideology. I don't care about that because of politics. I don't give a shit about politics. I just want to see the commercials. I want to see those commercials. Can you imagine those commercials for those products? A Liberal laundry detergent? You wouldn't want to watch that commercial? Libtide? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, that'd be a great ad. Liberal laundry detergent. We make all colors equally bright. Well, what does it do for the whites? It does nothing for the whites! It cancels the whites! Be a great commercial. You throw in a white t-shirt, it comes out a pride flag. Fucking hilarious. I want Liberal laundry detergent, and I want conservative maxi pads. Conservative maxi pads. How funny would that be? Are you a strong conservative woman? Well, there's only one maxi pad strong enough to stand up against your red wave. From the makers of My Pillow. QAnon conservative maxi pads. Now with wings, but just the right wing. QAnon maxi pads. The box is blue and white because we know you bleed red. I know it sounds crazy, but it's coming, man. It's coming, because everything divides us now. Everything. One of the most divisive things in our country right now is the news. The news. The news is not supposed to divide you. It's just supposed to be information. But even they have an agenda. Their agenda is they want you to watch more news. They try to get you mad at each other. They make you think everyone in our country is either on the far left or the far right. And I don't think that's the case. I think the vast majority of us are sick and tired of the far left and sick and tired of the far right, okay? We're hanging out in the middle. We're not far left. We're not like, wear five masks, get vaccinated 14 times, never go outside. If you do go outside, if you're alone, by yourself, in a car, wear a mask. If you're masturbating, wear two masks and goggles for a complete separate reason. Never go outside. There's too many variants. You go outside, you'll kill your grandma. We're not that, and we're not Florida. And the main ideology of both sides is simply that they're not the other side. That's all they argue. We're not those guys. When really they have a lot in common. Both sides are snowflakes. Both sides can't take a fucking joke to save their life. Both sides try to cancel shit. Both sides, they see one thing they don't like, they try to shut it down. Right now there's a group on the far right that's trying to cancel the children's show Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig. I know you're confused, because if you know that show, you know Peppa Pig is a great show. It's charming. It's about a bunch of farm animals. They have British accents. They all have human characteristics. It's a delightful show. But the controversy happened when the show announced they want to introduce a same-sex couple on their show. They want two male dogs, and they're going to have a dog kid. Me, I was like, great. That's wonderful. Representation matters. But for some people, they got very upset. They're like, well, I don't want my son seeing some dogs do some gross shit. He watches your dog lick its own asshole. Well, it might turn him gay. No, it won't. No, it fucking won't. Because nothing turns you gay. Nothing. I can watch 90 hours of gay porn. I'm not going to be like, I wonder what's on Bravo. Now, I understand there's going to be people out there that disagree with me. And I also know that as a comedian, I'm probably not going to change your mind. All I can say is, what are you truly afraid of in that situation? What do you think's gonna happen? Because it's a children's show. All that's gonna happen, there's gonna be two male dogs, they'll stand next to each other, they might hold hands, and the kid will call both of them dad. That's it. Your worst fear is not gonna come true. You're not gonna turn on a children's show and it's gonna be two dogs sucking on each other's pink things, okay? That's not gonna go down. It's not gonna be like, which one's the gay dog? Oh, the one with nine nipples pierced. All right, that is not... There's not going to be a very special episode where Peppa Pig comes out. It's like, are you a top dog or a bottom dog? It's not. The dog's not going to howl and be like, ah, ooh, no. The dog's not going to introduce himself and be like, okay, my pronouns are arf and ruff. Both sides cancel shit. Right now, there's a group on the far left in Canada that successfully canceled the name of a youth hockey division because they said it was too offensive. Don't worry, I'll tell you the name. The name of the youth hockey division, and it's been this way for years, has always been the midget division. Now, I feel like I'm uniquely qualified to talk about this. And me personally, I was not offended. I was not. To me, it made sense. Kids, small, midget division, okay. I'm also kind of proud. We're the only disability that got our own division. The only one. Yeah, the only one. Nobody else got their division. You can't go out on a Friday and watch the cystic fibrosis slap the puck. It's not gonna happen. But some people got offended and they complained and they changed the name of the division. The problem is that the new name, I think, is worse. It is, because the new name of the youth hockey division in Canada is the under 18s. Right? That's icky as shit. Oh my God, the under 18s? What the fuck? You can't go to your friends and be like, hey, it's Friday night. Let's go watch the under 18s. You can't say that. The under 18s, my God, why don't you just call it the barely legal division? The commissioner can be Jared from Subway. The under 18s, you can't call a youth hockey division the under 18s. Nobody's gonna wanna score on the under 18s. At least not before the first period. Now, some of you, that joke may have offended you. Okay. I'm not saying you're not allowed to be offended. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying you're not allowed to have things that you don't like and you don't prefer. Absolutely not. I'm just saying that we should probably draw a line between I don't like it and it should not exist. There has to be a compromise in between those. Because there's plenty of things we all don't like. I don't like a lot of shit, okay? I don't like the Disney classic film Snow White. I hate that movie. I could think of, you know, seven reasons off the top of my head. But just because I don't like the movie does not mean it should not be allowed to be out there. You're an adult. You can make that decision for yourself. We don't do that with other things. We don't do that with stuff like sports. You're allowed to like whatever sports team you like. Your friend can like whatever sports team they like. You could still be friends. That's part of the fun, is you like different teams. You watch a game. You talk some shit. It's great. I was watching a basketball game not too long ago with my buddy Adam. And we like different teams. So we're talking shit. And all of a sudden, this commercial comes on. I don't know if you saw it here. It's for a company called Roman. The ad just starts off with a voiceover going, did you know that 50% of men suffer from erectile dysfunction? It was just me and Adam in the room watching basketball together. And they're like, 50%? Now we're looking at each other like one of us has to get a boner right now. 50%? Holy shit! Does anyone think that's a real stat? 50%? You understand what that would mean? That would mean boner, no boner, boner, no boner, boner. White guy, backwards baseball hat, definitely no boner, okay? Could you imagine, ladies, if they had that kind of commercial for you? You're just sitting there watching TV with your girlfriends, a commercial comes on, a voiceover pops up. Ladies, did you know that 25% of women have a smelly vagina? Even if that was real, women wouldn't be like, which one of us is it? No. They would all just yell out, it's fucking Carol. That's why we only do outdoor activities with Carol. She's fully vaccinated, but we make sure her pussy wears a mask. I know, that's a fun joke. That's a fun one. Unless your name is Carol, then it's not fun at all. That's a really awkward joke if your name is Carol. You were having a good time. Now your friends are looking at you going, ha! And that sucks. I'm sorry. I don't like to apologize for jokes. I'll apologize for that one to the Carols. But Carols, please, you have to understand, I have to say that name. I have to say that name because my wife's best friend, his name is Carol, and I fucking hate her. All right? Hate her. I'm telling this joke on my special. It's my dream. One day she introduces herself to someone and goes, hi, I'm Carol. The other person just goes, smelly vagina. Dude, it's bad. Carol's trying to ruin my marriage. She is. She tells my wife shit all the time. Your husband's a comedian. He's on the road every weekend. What do you think he's doing without you on the road? I'm watching Yellowstone and I'm crying, Carol, all right? Shut up. Snitches get stitches, bitch, all right? Yes, I travel a lot for my job. That's the job. That's part of it. That's how I provide for my family. Here's how often I travel. I was home not too long ago, just for a couple of days. Thought to myself, you know what? I'm home for a couple of days. I'm going to help my wife out around the house. I'm going to do some man shit. Don't laugh when I say man shit. I said man shit. You're like, yes, you are. Like, what? I have a house that's got a front yard that's got to get mowed. That's some man shit. I got the lawnmower. I'm going to start the lawnmower. It's hard for me to start a lawnmower. Little arms, no torque. All right? No torque at all. I got to start the lawnmower like son of a bitch. That's what I got to do. I finally get the lawnmower going. Now I got a whole new set of problems because the bar is right there. I can't see shit. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what yard I'm in. Hey, where's the dog? Bert! Found him. All right, it's bad. I finally get done mowing my yard. I feel great about myself. Then my neighbor starts to walk over. Now, you gotta understand, I've lived in my house now for 7 years. 7 years. Neighbor walks right up to me and just goes, did she just hire you? Are you available to do other yards in this neighborhood? I thought I was a gardener in my own fucking house. I wanted to get mad, but I couldn't. I just started laughing because I was like, oh my God, they think I'm the gardener? What do they think about my wife? They think my wife's this hot single Asian woman who's rich enough to have a white midget gardener. You're laughing. If you ever saw your neighbor with a white midget gardener, you'd be like, they are killing it right now. Where do you find one of those? What do you pay them? Skittles? My wife was happy I mowed the front yard. She even called up Carol. He mowed the front yard. Carol's response, about time. This is why I hate this bitch, okay? I hate Carol because Carol is one of these perpetually single women. Now, obviously, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But now, all of Carol's friends are getting married. They're getting engaged. And now they have less time to hang out with Carol. This makes Carol very upset. So she is actively trying to ruin her friends' marriages so they can have more time to spend with her. It's diabolical. She reads these relationship surveys. You're supposed to share the results with a husband or a boyfriend. She doesn't have a husband or a boyfriend. She's 100% pure Carol, okay? So instead, she reads the results to my wife and judges our marriage. Are you guys doing a lot of activities together? You should do a lot of activities together. That's how you know you're in love. You gotta do a lot of activities together. Married men, straight men, we know what that means, right? Activities. Lady comes to you and goes, we're doing something. You know it's gonna be something she's gonna love and you're gonna fucking hate. Now, I know. There's a lot of women right now like, oh, no, Brad, my man loves doing that stuff with me. No, he fucking does not! No, he doesn't! No man has ever woken up, had a free Saturday, and thought to himself, sweet flea market! Okay, that is not happening. I know this. I know this. Because I had a weekend off not too long ago. I never get weekends off. I get a weekend off, I like to do nothing. Stay at home, watch the TV, pet my dog. That's what I like to do. And I'm doing that. I'm having a great time. My wife comes in the room, big smile on her face. She's like, okay, I just got off the phone with Carol. Fuck! We've made some plans. I'm not gonna like them. I never do. The plan is never something like, today we're gonna blow Brad for 30 minutes, then shut the fuck up. Okay, it's never that. It's never that. But I'm a good husband. So I look at my wife and I go, that's awesome, honey. You made some plans. I'm home on a weekend. We can spend some time together. That's wonderful. What are we doing today? My wife just smiles, goes, okay, we are going apple picking. You want to take your dwarf husband... Here, audiences love impressions. Allow me to do an impression for you. Here's my impression of me apple picking. Ready? That was me for 4 hours on a Sunday. Just, why? Why apples? Why not strawberries? That would have made some fucking sense. They grow on the ground. I could be an asset. Run, drag my arm, get them all one shot. All the Mexicans would be like, he's a legend. But I get why she said that. My wife said apple picking because for her, there's not a problem there. That's the thing you have to remember. Whatever your normal is, it's not necessarily everyone else's normal. I think people forget that. People forget that their normal is not the normal for everybody else. I have friends that say confusing shit to me all the time because they forget. My buddy, JB Ball, he's a black guy. He once said to me, hey, Brad, don't you love it when you're in a woman and you just get to dick slap her in the face? I don't possess the necessary equipment that can dick slap a woman, okay? I can't. I can. Mine doesn't slap. Mine does not slap. I can squish. I can squish, but I can't slap. Now, I have never seen what equipment my buddy JB is working with, but I'm assuming by certain stereotypes and specific porn scenes that I have watched that JB can just reel back and just Will Smith a bitch, okay? I'm pretty sure. Like, he can do it. He can do it. It probably makes a noise when he does it. He probably does it like, what time? Mine doesn't make a noise. I do it, it just goes, whank. Whenever I have sex with my wife, the neighbors think we have ducks in the house. Like, wank, 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 wank. It's stupid. But I guess it worked once. I guess my dick worked at least one time because we have a 3-year-old baby girl together, my wife and I. One time, I've got swimmers. Yeah. 3 years old, man. Great age. Oh, my daughter's fun. I love being a dad. She gets so smart. She changes. She gets smarter and smarter every day. She becomes a new human being. It's so impressive to watch a human being just develop right in front of your eyes. I've been there for a lot of the big momentous occasions, all the milestones. Like, I was there when she said her first word. Her first word, I was holding her. She just looked at me and she went, Daddy. And I'm like, she knows who makes the money. Like, said daddy while looking at me. She's smart because I got a friend. He's got a son. His first word was daddy. He was looking at the fridge. His kid's a moron. Dumbass kid. Not my girl. No, smart. Said daddy first. Then we try to get her to say mommy next. It's a very logical next word. Would have made my wife really happy. Say daddy, say mommy. We tried. She couldn't do it. Couldn't say mommy. No, the next word she said was the dog's name. Yeah, my dog's named after my favorite football player, DeBrickashaw Ferguson. Couldn't say mommy. Couldn't pronounce the M. Her M came out like a B, so she called my wife Bob. See, you're laughing. My wife did not find that funny at all. I laughed every single time it happened. We would get her in the morning, she'd be like, Daddy, Bob! And I'm just cracking up. My wife's looking at me like, it's not that funny. I'm like, yes, it is. Yes, it is that funny. What's so funny about it? Well, I mean, later on tonight, I'm gonna try and fuck Bob. That doesn't make me feel very sexy. It should. You're a bilf. Love the fact we had a girl, too. Oh, I wanted a girl. I did. My guy friends don't believe me. They're like, no, you're a man. You wanted a boy. No, I didn't. I didn't want a boy. Why would I want a boy to carry on my sports legacy? Not gonna lie, kind of hate it when you laugh at that joke. Okay, not gonna lie. I didn't want a boy, because I was a boy. Boys are stupid. They're dumb. They do dumb shit. I don't know if you're a parent. You got some little boys in your house right now running around your house. Yeah, just know that if you have a favorite pillow, they've fucked it. All right. They have. They fucked your pillow. They have. Yep, sleep well. Boys do that. They do dumb shit. I did dumb shit. When I was in high school, I did really dumb shit. When I was in high school, I used to play a game with my high school friends called Nutball. Nutball. You sit across the room from your buddy, keep your legs spread apart, take a tennis ball, take turns, phew, hucking it at each other's nuts. The whole point of the game is to hit your friend in the dick so his dumb ass would never reproduce. That is what men do, because we're morons. I saw you. You put your head in your hands. Exactly, because you're a woman. You can't understand that, because you're not that dumb. You're not. You and your girlfriends are never getting together and having a good game of split clit. I don't care how drunk you are. You're not looking around like, I don't know, girls, how about tonight? A little twat swat. There might be a lesbian in here that's like, actually... Touche. I support the clam slam. I love being a dad. It's great. So much fun being a parent. Don't get me wrong. It's also very stressful. It's insanely stressful. It's scary. It's scary being a parent. If you're a new parent and you're scared, don't feel bad. That's a normal emotion. It's probably good you're feeling it. It means you care. You're invested in the well-being of your child. I'm scared. But I also know that my fears have different forms than the average size guy, right? Because, like, my worst fear is that I fall into the crib and get stuck. You're laughing, but you're also like, that could happen to him. That could totally happen to him. Right? I'm waking her up in the morning. I'm a little hungover. I'm like, don't worry, baby. Daddy's got your milk. Plat in the crib. Now what? Now it's just me and my daughter both screaming for my wife to come into the room together. I'm looking at a three-year-old like, if we know we're together, we're not gonna make it out of here alive. My wife comes into the room, my daughter and I have the same reaction. Up! Don't worry, Bob's gonna save us. Now, when I tell people I'm a dad, oftentimes people have a certain question about my daughter. They want to know if she is also a little person. That's a normal question. It's normal. My wife and I had that question. We didn't know. We asked our doctor. Doctor said we did a 50-50 shot. I remember looking at my wife like, hey, real talk. Your daughter might be a dwarf. Are you going to be okay with that? My wife was like, fuck yeah. I want a dwarf baby. I'm like, that's awesome. Your enthusiasm is a little creepy. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, why do you want a dwarf baby? She goes, oh, it'll be the easiest delivery ever. I'm like, what? No. Well, yeah, you guys are small. And like, yeah, parts of us are small. The head. No, no, no. My head's the same size now as it was back then. My wife was like, was it really that bad? I go, yeah, my mom still holds a grudge. Let's just say that Brad Williams has been tearing pussy up since day one. Thanks for applauding my mother's mutilated vagina. So we didn't know what was going to happen. So, but they actually have a test you can run. You do an ultrasound. You measure the length of the limbs. It's amazing stuff. So they do that. They come to us. They say, Mr. and Mrs. Williams, we found out that your daughter is, in fact, a little person. She has dwarfism. And I got very excited. I wasn't supposed to have a preference. I did. I wanted a dwarf baby. I wanted a dwarf baby. I didn't want a tall baby. No, tall babies grow up. They get bigger. What happens when my daughter turns 9? I'm her dad. I got to discipline her. How's that going to go? Go to your room. Fuck you, Dad. I want a dwarf baby. The only thing that scares me is what if she doesn't like it? What if she doesn't like being a little person? I don't know how I'm going to react to that. Like if I come home one day, she's like, Dad, why am I a dwarf? It's like, oh, God. Like, what can I say? I can't be like, I don't know. Maybe you got it from your mom. But so far, so good. She is a happy, healthy, normal kid. I am so proud to be this little girl's father. I really am. It's great. My family's stoked. There's no little person in the family. My wife's family was so supportive, which really made me happy. There was really only one person that had a problem. Yes, fucking Carol, okay? Fucking Carol. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And listen, people ask me all the time. They're like, Brad, is Carol real? Yes. Yes, she is very real. I use her real name. I don't give a shit. This special is going to be seen all over the world. Sue me, Carol, okay? Sue me. I want you to. I want you to sue me, Carol. Then you'll have to prove in court you're not a bitch. Oh, I will tell you the story, all right? Carol comes over. This is the day we're going to tell her that we're having the baby. She comes over and we're like, Carol, we're pregnant. She's like, oh my God. She starts rubbing my wife's belly. That's pretty normal. Then she grabs my wife's titties for some weird reason. Grabs them just straight up. Oh my God, your tits are going to get so big. Your tits are going to get so big. You're pregnant, so your tits are going to get so big. She's grabbing her titties. I told all of my guy friends, none of them grabbed my dick. Like, hey, congratulations, man. You're gonna be a great father. This is so exciting. Oh my God, being a dad, it's the absolute best. Being a dad, it's happiness. It really is. It's happiness. Yep. Like you think you know what joy is until you look into the eyes of your child. You have no idea what joy truly is. Side note, men, if you're on a date with a woman tonight and she knew what that move was, marry her. So she rubs the belly, Carol grabs the titties, and then Carol looks at me and just goes, Brad, is the baby gonna be like you or like me? And I was like, right. Well, Carol, she's not gonna be like you. She's gonna be rich. I wish I would have said that. I really wish I would have said that. It's my wife's friend. I gotta be nice. So I was like, oh, Carol, actually, we ran some tests and we found out that she does have dwarfism. She's gonna be a little person, just like her father. And Carol's response was to go, oh, her life is gonna be so hard. Now I'll tell you what I did say. I said, Carol, I get it. I get why you said that. You said that because for you, dwarfism is an unknown. You don't know about it. You're unfamiliar with it. And oftentimes, people have a fear of things they don't understand, which I get. I'm not perfect, Carol. There's normal parts about your life that scare me. I live my life terrified of being an ignorant cunt. I did say that. Yes. It made me so happy. It made my wife so mad. My wife was like, you're sleeping on the couch tonight. I'm like, fucking worth it. Also, that's not even a punishment. You put a dwarf on a couch, that shit's still a king-size bed for my ass. I hopped right on like, starfish. Don't get me wrong, I'm not naive. She said her life's gonna be hard. I know that as a little person, my daughter is going to face challenges and obstacles in her life that a child of average size will never have to think about. I know this because I had to face a lot of those challenges myself. But I also know that she's a human being, and all human beings face challenges in some way, shape, or form. Everyone in this room, you have faced and overcome a challenge at some point in your life. Can you be born with privilege? Of course you can. Can you be born with advantages? Absolutely. Doesn't mean your life is going to be easy, because at some point, you're going to have to go through adversity. And if you've gone through it, you know that the best way to get through adversity is to have a strong support group around you. And if dwarfism is the worst thing my daughter's got to go through, well, then hallelujah, because she's going to have a guide who's going to hold her hand, walk her through this life, who has lived this life. And by the way, I've done a pretty fucking good job. Also, my daughter is not just a little person. It does not define her. The same way, whatever your challenges have been in your life, they do not define you. You are more than the adversities you have overcome. My daughter is not just a dwarf baby. She's also my wife's kid. Asian dwarf baby. Okay. Asian dwarf baby. And right now you're thinking, what does that mean? That means she's the cutest kid you've ever seen in your entire life. Oh my God, Asian dwarf baby, Asian dwarf baby. She's not even a kid, she's a Pokemon. All right. Asian dwarf baby, she is so cute. Baby Yoda, go fuck yourself. Okay, you got nothing. You got nothing on the Asian dwarf baby, or the ADB as I like to call her. Her life is gonna be hard. What? Asian, dwarf, female. She's 3. She already got into 14 colleges, okay? Fingers crossed she's a lesbian. She can never get fired. Asian, dwarf, baby. Angelina Jolie is like, fuck, I don't have one of those. That's awesome. I love the fact my daughter is a little person for what that means. If my daughter is a dwarf, that means dwarf sperm won. The dwarf sperm won. Yeah. The dwarf sperm was sitting in my nuts with all my tall sperm. Looked at them, I was like, you know what? Fuck y'all. I'm gonna live. Okay, and hey. Worked. Fought for the right to exist. That means my daughter is a born fighter. And if she's a fighter, she takes after my wife. Because my wife is a fighter, literally. If you saw my last special, you know why. If not, I'll explain. My wife is a highly ranked, highly respected, highly skilled martial artist. She has reached the level of master. She has been practicing martial arts for over 18 years. Over 18 years. That's older than R. Kelly's girlfriends. Like, over 18 years. Now, we live in the United States of America. That means a lot of you guys sleep next to guns. That's cute. I also sleep next to a weapon. And occasionally, I get to have sex with that weapon. I know, there's probably a redneck in here like, well, I fuck my gun! That's not the discharge I was talking about, sir. Now, some men would be intimidated to be with a woman that powerful. I'm not. I love it. It turns me on. I think it's sexy as hell. I love the fact that my wife could take any single person in this room and destroy you. But we had a dwarf baby. So you want to know what you couldn't destroy? These nuts. It's so amazing how life changes so quickly. I have a family now. It's crazy. I got my wife, got the baby. We even got a dog, too. Now, the dog was not my decision. I was not involved in this decision. I wasn't home when the decision was made. I was on the road doing a show, and my wife has a friend who runs an animal shelter. She found out that a particular dog was about to be put down. So she called my wife and said, hey, could you foster this dog just for a couple of weeks till we find another owner so we don't have to put the dog down? My wife was like, of course. And her friend was like, well, should you ask your husband? She's like, absolutely not. And all of a sudden, I get a FaceTime call from my wife, and she points it at this animal, 72 pound pit bull, okay? Pit bull. And I'm just like, ah, I'm scared. And my wife is like, why are you scared? I'm like, look at that dog. That dog is not a dog. The dog is buff as shit. That dog is jacked. That dog's paws have abs, okay? I'm terrified. The dog doesn't know who I am. I'm gonna come home. The dog's gonna look at me and go, woo, wonder if that squeaks. And And I say, what's the dog's name? Maybe the dog's got a cute and cuddly name. Cuddles, Fluffy, Pumpkin, Schnookum, something like that. She goes, ah, oh, the dog's name?
Diego.
I made that face, and my wife was like, well, why are you being so insecure? I'm like, I'm being very insecure. I just found out that Diego is sleeping next to my wife, and he's got a bigger dick than me. Okay, I'm insecure. And I look at my wife, and I go, honey, I love you very much. Remember, Diego is not our dog, okay? We are fostering this dog. That means we're gonna find another home who all agrees they want the dog, give the dog to that family, then you and I can have a discussion if we get a dog or not. But Diego is not our dog. Don't get attached to him. That's my word. My word is final. Every married man just went, how'd that work out for you, dumbass? Well, I got home a few days later, open the front door, there's Diego, middle of the house, chewing on a bone or a Chevy, whatever, he's fucking huge. He looks up and sees me and just goes, whoa, and starts running at me, and I'm like, this is how I die. He runs, he stops, he skids across the floor, comes about an inch and a half away from a face and just... licks my face, see? Licks my face again, and I'm like, yeah! I love this fucking dog. Oh. Oh my God. I love this dog so much, I'm so glad it was my idea to get him. Now I got a dog, I got a pit bull. I get to take him on walks. Do you have any idea what people are thinking when they see a midget walking a pit bull? They're just like, that's a badass midget. I'm like, yeah! Love this dog. And I'll be the first one to admit it. I was wrong. I was wrong about pit bulls, okay? I was wrong. I thought pit bulls were these mean, aggressive, violent dogs, and they are not. They're sweet, they're kind, they're gentle, they're loyal as all hell. If you ever meet a piece of shit pit bull, it's only because a piece of shit human taught that dog how to be a piece of shit. They're not naturally like that. Take 2 seconds, do some research. You'll find out pit bulls were bred for a very specific purpose. They were bred to watch children. Their nickname is the nanny dog. If you put a baby next to a pit bull, instinct kicks in. It goes, that's my baby. That's why my dog loves me. Saw me, was like, that's my baby. I don't know why my baby has a beard. I don't judge. Love this dog. Take him on walks, take him to the dog park. One time, I took Diego to the dog park. I let him off the leash. I'm watching him play. From the other side of the dog park, a Dalmatian sees me. And I don't know if you guys know this, but apparently, Dalmatians and dwarves have been feuding for years. I was unaware of the war. The Dalmatian sees me and just runs. Snapped the leash it was on. Snapped it. Now, we've all been in a situation before where a dog got a little loose. What does the owner normally do? Oh, you're okay. He's a big dog. He just thinks he's a little dog. You're gonna be fine. That did not happen. Dalmatian snapped the leash. The owner looked at me and went, run! My people don't run. We scurry, okay? We scurry. So I'm like, shit, that they're scurrying like a motherfucker. But the Dalmatian is tracking me like a cheetah, tracking a gazelle in the African Serengeti. Gets up to me, jumps on me, bites my shoulder. Now I'm fighting a dog. I am fighting a dog. I don't want to fight a dog. I don't want to hurt a dog. But I got to defend myself. So I've watched a lot of UFC tapes, okay? Yeah, I'm trying to get the dog into a guard position, all right? Trying to get the dog guard position. But apparently, the dog saw the same UFC tapes. Dog passes my guard, just starts raining hammer paws down on me, fucking me up. I'm like, where the hell is the owner? I look, I see the owner. He's standing there with 5 other strangers, phones, recording that shit, all right? Yeah, you want to know the story ends? Go to YouTube. Type in, Dalmatian rapes midget. Like, you're going to see something. Dalmatians bite me, scratching me, bat me. Dalmatians fucking me up. Does not look good. Then, from the other side of the dog park, you just hear, whoa, whoa, Diego. He's like, that's my baby. And he starts running at the Dalmatian. He lowers his shoulder. Boom. Nails a Dalmatian. Dalmatian fucks off. I'm like, that's my pit bull. I give him a treat. I give him a pat. I hop on. And then I rode his ass home. Thank you, New York City. My name is Brad Williams. I love you. We'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.